leaders pointing fingers, and a finalized time-limited registration from the EPA. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. As the House Ag Committee began the markup process of Farm Bill 2.0 on Tuesday night, GOP and Democrat leaders on the committee pointed fingers at each other, drawing attention to their initial disagreements on the bill. C.J. Miller has more.
This is a practical farm bill that provides real and workable solutions.
And that's Republican House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, who introduced the farm bill. In his opening statements before the markup began, he said many Democrats, including Ranking Member Angie Craig from Minnesota, have chosen to remain partisan rather than work together with Republicans for much of the bill.
Throughout the creation of this farm bill was an open and honest process. My door was open to anyone who had practical, actionable items for improving ag policy. Every member was given the opportunity to provide input. And if I didn't receive your priorities, that comes down to a breakdown in party leadership.
However, in her opening statement, Craig said the bill fails to address the most pressing challenges facing producers.
This bill will not restore lost export markets or lower input costs. It doesn't help American children, seniors, and veterans afford their groceries, or states and counties avoid an unfunded mandate that we, this body, Republican-led body, shifted those SNAP costs to them.
She did bring up several items in the bill that she felt were critical to helping farmers.
Codifying the ReConnect program to expand broadband access for rural Americans, making crop insurance more affordable and accessible for our veterans, and the PACE Act to improve credit and increase USDA loan limits.
Thompson encouraged the committee members to vote based on what is in the bill instead of based on what isn't in the bill.
You know, the ranking members denounced this bill because it doesn't contain year-round E15, doesn't provide emergency assistance for farmers, and doesn't change the tariff policy. I'm very supportive of all three of those things. It's just not our jurisdiction. If we were to broach those topics, we would need to be not the Agriculture Committee, but Energy and Commerce, Appropriations, and ultimately Ways and Means Committee. And those are items outside of our jurisdiction. Not that I wouldn't like to see them get done in this Congress.
You can watch the full videos of the Farm Bill markup at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.